Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 25% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. You are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jeanie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeanie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Find your new uniform at jeaniekane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JeanieKane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code RATCHET at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code RATCHET. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who don't identify as either, you are listening to Ratchet and Respectable. I finally made it to Cape Town after much delay. Actually, when I uploaded Friday's episode, I was in Cape Town. I recorded it in Ghana, but this is the first episode recorded. I'm officially in a new country. I'm not just visiting Cape Town. I mean, I am visiting, but like a long stay, not just for a couple weeks. It's one of my favorite places on earth. I know a bunch of people were like, sis, you know, like summer's over. I'm like, yes, I know. I was here last year around this time and the weather was perfect for me. It's like a high 70, 75 every day. My apartment is not so far from the promenade, so I can walk it every morning or every evening, should I so choose, which I did today. This was the first day that the weather was decent, and it was even drizzling just a little bit when I went for my walk. No complaints, though. But like the first 2 days, the weather was pretty awful. Crazy winds, and then also thunderstorm. Like it was very much giving tropical storm. And I was like, does Cape Town count as the tropics? Actually looked it up. What I thought was considered tropics is actually not tropics. It's all based on the equator. I Google everything. But the weather was really trash. But today it was decent and the sun came out and we had a decent sunset. I genuinely care about these things. Like sunsets are very important to me. So a good day, all things considered. And the first time I left the house, I pretty much slept for the first 2 days I was here because just packing up your whole life and hauling it across an entire continent takes a bit out of you. I always have this idea that I'm going to get off a plane and then hit the ground running, doing all these errands. No, I give myself the first week I'm here to figure everything out. But I have a list of things to do today. Like I've got to get a gym membership. And there's a couple fitness routines, maybe is the right word. Like think like an Orange Theory, but not like an Orange Theory. Or think like Pilates, but not Pilates. But they have all these different workout routines here. So in addition to walking the prom, I want to try out like these different exercise classes. So we'll see what that looks like. I got a bunch of stuff that I got to put in motion. Like I need to get a SIM card for my phone. I don't know what's up with my phone. I have an international plan on my phone. Usually when I pop up in a new country, it just automatically converts. I thought it was an issue in Ghana because I know Ghana was having issues with like its internet. I thought whatever was going on there also might have affected the cell towers because my phone wasn't working. I couldn't get data even on my cell. And then the same thing happened when I got to South Africa. And I was like, no, I think this might be like an actual my phone problem as opposed to the cellular where I am. So I got to get a SIM card. Actually, I have a backup phone. I could have just put the SIM card in there. I'm thinking out loud. My bad. But yeah, nothing really to report on South Africa because I haven't done anything. My new place is amazing. The first night I was here, I Googled to find out how much this apartment cost and if there were any more available in this building because I love my apartment. What else is going on? I told y'all I finally watched Renaissance. On a previous episode, I was whining about not being able to see it when I was in America because, like, it's not playing anywhere. And a good friend sent me a link. I watched it the night I got it, but I was packing to move, so I wasn't able to just, like, sit and focus on it. But the parts that I did focus on, I really enjoyed it. I didn't realize there would be so much concert footage. She essentially gave the entire concert. I know it's a concert film. I just didn't think she would give so much. And it was really long. It was almost 3 hours. I didn't realize that. But I totally get how people are going to the theater, seeing it like a bunch of times, even after they already saw the concert. Like, I got it. I appreciate the behind the scene moments the most. I think because I saw the concert in person and Renaissance wasn't the album that did it for me. This current album, Cowboy Carter, does it for me. I can't stop listening to it. I really, really, really enjoy this album. Renaissance wasn't my cup of tea, but I did enjoy the visuals. I'm enjoying the visuals for Cowboy Carter, too. Even though they're not the videos that I prefer, I like it when Beyonce drops, you know, 20 videos at a time. That's my preference. But she's been serving looks. She's been giving us fashion. I don't always really appreciate Beyonce's fashion, but this country, she's in her bag with the country. I think I said that before. I need to watch the Renaissance film again. I need to sit down and actually, like, engage with it. I wish I was home, so I had, like, a big-ass TV to watch it on. So I could sit in the dark and get the film experience. There are TVs in my apartment. TVs, plural. Usually only get one. But there are TVs in my apartment, but they're just not big. I mean, they're bigger than my laptop screen. I think I prefer my laptop screen. Whatever. But Renaissance was very much worth the wait. We never got it in Ghana. There were other African countries that got it, but a bunch of them didn't. Speaking of Beyonce, I guess we're moving into good Black news. She's having a hell of a week. She's simultaneously number one on Billboard's Dance Electronic charts, the country chart, and the Americana folk album charts. See, this is what I mean when people are like, remember I was talking about the album and I was like, it doesn't read as country to me. And people are like, well, it's not country. It's a Beyonce album. That's what Beyonce said. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's not a country album, then why is it on the top of the country charts? So it's a country album. I mean, if we're going by top of the charts, then that would also make it a dance electronic album and a folk album. It's definitely an Americana folk album. That part's not confusing to me. There was something else that she did. First Black woman to debut at number one. Oh, in addition to Beyonce being number one on the country charts, she's also the very first Black woman to debut at number one on the top country albums chart. That's amazing. And I'm reading Cowboy Carter has grossed the most sales for an album in 2024 so far. I mean, we only are in April. Tell me that in October, November, December, I'm very impressed. Also, I think worth mentioning, Linda Martell, country artist whose name I had never heard before until she was on Beyonce's album. Give me grace, because I read that she retired in 1974. I wasn't born yet. I literally was not born yet. I was born after she retired. But she retired from country music, from what I read, due to discrimination, which doesn't surprise me. America, America's. But she's on the Beyonce album, and she scored her first Billboard Hot 100 entry 50 years after she retired. Yo, the Beyonce effect is real. Last but not least in our Beyonce news. Is this last but not least? Yes. I read on Rolling Stone, Beyonce is the third female artist ever to earn 100 entries on the Hot 100. That's a lot of damn music. But she got a lot of albums. This is her 8th solo album. And then she had all those albums with Destiny's Child. I mean, she's been making music for a good 20 years. 25 maybe. That's a lot of music. A lot of good music. That's amazing. I sent a picture of Beyonce posted some picture. She has a grill. I hit up my grill man last night and I was like, can you do this? He was like, yes, I can do that. And I was like, okay, I'm home in June. This is my birthday present to myself. I want this. And he was like, when's your birthday? I got you. I'm going to try to recreate Beyonce's grill. My grill is for the bottom. This one's for the top. I've only worn my grill once. Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow just because. What else is on our list of good news? Missy Elliott is going on tour. I feel like everybody's on tour this summer. But Missy, this is her first ever North American tour. And she's touring with Busta Rhymes and Ciara. And I was like, wait, Missy never had a tour? Well, specifically North American. I'm reading this on Rolling Stone because I really don't understand why Missy never had a tour. She told Rolling Stone, fans have been asking me to tour forever, but I wanted to wait until I felt the time was right because I knew if I was ever going to do it, I had to do it big and I had to do it with family. Huh? Oh, Timberland's also going to be with her. Very unsurprising. Wait, Rolling Stone also points out this tour is 27 years after her debut album. This makes no sense to me. She waited 27 years for the time to be right. Clearly, there's some backstory. Because Missy Elliott is and was huge. Like, I'm reading further down in this article, it talks about Missy. We talked about this when it happened. She's the first female hip hop artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she's just now doing her first headline tour. Rolling Stone does note that she's been on tours before. She just never was the headliner. She joined Beyonce and Alicia Keys on the co-headlining Verizon Ladies First Tour. It's been 20 years since her last tour. That's the 20 years since the last tour doesn't surprise me. But Missy never headlining? Missy was huge. And Missy put on amazing performances. Like every time she performed at the award shows, all her videos, I feel like people would have flocked to a Missy tour. But I suppose there were reasons. Well, good for her. Good for her. It's the Out of the World tour. There's 24 dates. Is there a stop in D.C.? Oh, yeah, there is. There's a stop in D.C. on August 8th. I feel like I might check that out because I feel like Missy will put on a good show. The tour kicks off July 4th. Surprise, Essence didn't get her. She's kicking off her tour in Canada instead of Virginia. She doesn't do Virginia until August 2nd. I feel like she's going to add dates. I would like to see Missy. And Busta. I've seen Busta before. He puts on good show. Ciara? Yeah, I feel like Ciara put on good show too. Are there enough songs? Okay, I'm moving on. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/ratchet. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/ratchet. I love my Honeylove bras. It's so comfortable, I've made it my go-to. This bra gives all the support of traditional bras without using underwires. Plus, mesh detailing adds a touch of sexy. And if you're tired of bras that cause bulging in the back, Honeylove's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent bra bulge. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 25% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. You are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jeannie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeannie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, Jeanie Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JeanieKane.com and use code RATCHET to get 15% off. I love my Jeanie Kane sweaters. I get compliments every time I wear one, and they're so comfortable, I can live in them all year long. And I love how everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love to pair their sweaters with everything from classic denim to a simple dress for a look that's effortless and so easily put together. Find your new uniform at JeanieKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JeanieKane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Oh, Essence. I mentioned Essence. Damson Idris is on the cover of Essence. Fine self. He young fine. He's still in his early 30s. He fine. He gonna season real, real well. I've had a little crush on him for a very long time. I miss Snowfall. That was a good ass show. But he's on the cover of Essence. It's Essence. What did they call it? It's their first sexiest man of the moment issue. And I was like, oh, y'all need some institutional knowledge. Essence been doing sexiest man. I mean, not of the moment. Essence was doing sexy man issues like for the last 30 years. It wasn't new when I was there and doing it. Like, eh. He's in, I guess this is, what month are we in? This is April, so it must be the May issue. He's in, I don't know what color that is. It's not mahogany. I guess brick? Brick red Versace leather? It's not technically a summer issue if it's May. So I guess the leather makes sense. But anyway, he looks absolutely stunning on the cover. And the pictures inside, the images that I've seen look really good. Where's the video cover though? Are you going to drop the video cover? Are you like saving that? I want to see the video cover. Like the in motion cover. Like Essence did for Method Man. Like can you bring that back? And whoever else is sexy in this issue, I want to see the video. I know Essence got it because I know some of the people on the social team. I know they be on it. Just release the footage. We want to see the footage. I also want to know what Damson's next project is because I'm like a nerd like that. I went and looked it up on IMDb. He's got stuff in production. There's nothing coming out. But I'm like, if Essence put him on the cover, it's got to be tied to a project. That's the only way you get a cover. But what is it? I guess I have to read the article. It's not available yet, as far as I could tell. I'll try to be patient. That's not really my strong suit. And other good Black news, Don Lemon, the Don, is married. He's an honest man. You know, they say that about women, like, oh, she's an honest woman now. I'm like, what the fuck does that actually mean? But Don Lemon and his long-term partner did tie the knot. Folks were like, I hope Don got a prenup. Because, you know, he just allegedly got all that money from CNN. It was reported, was it 24.5 million? CNN said that story wasn't accurate, but they ain't say if he got more money than that or he got less money than that. They didn't give details on what exactly was inaccurate about the story. They just said it was inaccurate. Haters. They were like, I hope that man ain't wait till Don got all that money to marry him and fuck around and try to take Don's good money. Yo, we're so cynical these days. I'm reading on The Advocate. Don Lemon marries longtime partner. Y'all couldn't put this man's name. He got a whole name. Longtime partner in fabulous Manhattan wedding. The former CNN anchor. Y'all couldn't mention. He got a current job, y'all. He got a podcast. The former CNN anchor pulled out all the stops for his union to Tim Malone. Let's see if they got any details. The couple's nuptials were held at the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in Midtown Manhattan. Officiated by Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Dressed in custom suits from Suit Supply. That don't sound fancy. Is that fancy? Exchanging rings by designer Mark Lash. I don't know jewelry designers like that. The couple honored their familial traditions and acknowledged the path laid by the predecessors in the African American and Irish communities. What does that mean? Like, they don't give no details. Like, did they jump the broom? The Advocate is not giving me good wedding coverage here. Tim told The Advocate, we wanted to make a public statement. We obviously could have gone to City Hall. We could have used COVID as the perfect excuse to do something really quiet. But I think this is also a message. I don't know for what percent of our guests on both sides, but for a lot of them, it's going to be their first gay wedding. Attendees included Tamron Hall, Clive Davis, Joe Behar from The View, and The Advocate ain't shit, and quote, disgraced former Today Show anchor Matt Lauer. It said, People reports the party continued at Ralph Lauren's Polo Bar, where they had their first date in 2016. The reception featured a New Orleans-style second-line procession through Manhattan with the couple's three dogs, a nod to Lemon's Louisiana heritage, and the couple's collective joy. Oh, he got a young man. Don said, I never thought I would get married. I mean, maybe Tim's generation. Oh, yeah, because it wasn't legal for a really long time. Hopefully it stays legal, because that's a whole separate thing. I don't know what the Supreme Court's doing right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Focus. Don said, quote, I never thought I would get married. I mean, maybe Tim's generation. He's 18 years younger than me. So for him, maybe it was more of a possibility. He continues, the legal part of it is a big deal because I didn't think it could happen. And for so many years of my growing up and hiding things, I never thought it could happen legally. But when you consider all the rights that people are trying to take away, I wanted to make sure we get this done right. Oh, Don. Oh, I got a little choked up there. The Advocate has like no pictures of this wedding. They have a picture of a kiss and they have a picture of them holding the dogs. Let me go to People. I need to see some florals or something. People magazine, Don Lemon married. All the celebrities who attended Don Lemon's wedding. Okay, this is the kind of coverage I'm trying to see. If the site will load. Alec Baldwin, Sonny Hostin. How did Advocate not even go and mention her? Okay. It said, if the ceremony's glamorous guest list is any indication, the couple's guest book is sure to include plenty of famous signatures. I'm reading this on People. Also in attendance were entertainment industry powerhouses like Sex and the City and Emily in Paris creator Darren Star, Anna Navarro, Tamron Hall. They just said Matt Lauer with girlfriend. They didn't call him disgraced. Lemon's former CNN colleagues were there. Dana Bash, Aaron Burnett, Kate Bolden. Okay, we talked about the United States ambassador. Oh, they got Tamron's outfit. She looks amazing. She always looks amazing. One thing that was notably absent from the heavily attended wedding, cake. Instead, the couple said they opted for Polo Bar's exceptional array of desserts, a condensed version of the Ralph Lauren restaurant's traditional menu. In lieu of presents, the couple asked guests to donate to the Southampton Animal Shelter, fitting for the parents of three dogs. Lemon told People, we're like, we have everything. We don't want people buying stuff. The dogs also participated in the ceremony, though the pair made sure to keep them outside the church and the Polo Bar. Lemon joked, we're afraid they're going to like pee on the pew or something. Okay, these are the type of details I'm talking about. The couple wore double-breasted suits designed by their stylist at Suit Supply. I have no idea what Suit Supply is. While the couple coordinated the fabric for their nuptials, they each sported different colors, with Lemon wearing green velvet and Malone in blue. Next up, the couple will travel to the southern coast of Italy in June for a trip they say they'll count as their honeymoon. Yes, these are the type of details I was looking for. Thank you, People Magazine. I still don't see enough pictures. Oh no, here we go. Here we go. People has the exclusive, which I totally expect. The pictures aren't that wonderful. I didn't give People the good pictures. If I know Don Lemon, like I know Don Lemon, it's some extra shit somewhere. He didn't share that with People. And they did jump the broom. I like that. Oh, people note they've been engaged for 5 years. This is very exciting. Congratulations to the happy couple. Oh, their wedding bands are beautiful. This is all very exciting. I want to see Don's pictures because these pictures that he gave to people, I mean, they're fine. They're very attractive people. But I was like, I know Don got some extra somewhere. What else? Oh, Coach Dawn. Is this Dawn Staley? Is that how you pronounce her name? I've been reading. I haven't been watching TV. And you know, I don't watch sports like that. Let me see if I can find an interview real quick. Staley. You know, I'm trash with names, so I had to look it up. So this is actually kind of crazy to me. So last week when we discussed Angel Reese's press conference and LSU losing to Iowa, I thought that was the championship. The way people were making such a big deal about that game, I thought that was the championship game and women's college basketball was done for the season. I had no idea there was another game, nor did I have any idea that Iowa was about to go up against a team that's been undefeated all season. Dawn Staley, which I think everyone probably knows by now. If you didn't know her name 2 days ago, you definitely know it today. But Dawn Staley is the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. But they've been undefeated all season. I've said on here many times that I don't follow sports. But enough sports stuff, especially with women's basketball, has leaked over into mainstream culture, pop culture, entertainment culture. I was like, there's a whole team being led by a Black woman that was undefeated for an entire season. And I heard nothing about it. I know I'm overseas half the time, but I hear damn near everything about Angel Reese and everything about Caitlin Clark. I heard and saw a video about the brawl that South Carolina, because I recognized one of the players, the super tall Brazilian girl who pushed the other girl down. I was fully aware of that. But in none of the coverage that I read about that whole incident did I see anyone mention South Carolina Gamecocks, comma, who have been undefeated the entire season. I love me some Angel Reese coverage. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Angel Reese. I'm not even mad at Caitlin Clark. I'm not saying don't cover her. I just don't understand how everyone and their mom has been talking about women's basketball and people who don't usually talk about it. And somehow this undefeated team isn't the main story. Much respect to Caitlin Clark, but her team didn't win the championship last year or this year. And I hear her name 24/7. By all accounts, she's an excellent player. But we spending a whole lot of time talking about a woman on a losing team, are we not? I thought it was just me. Apparently not. Because South Carolina wins the championship the other day. This win makes Coach Staley like a million Black firsts. But all the coverage, which people pointed out on social media, they were like, so South Carolina won, but all the coverage was about Caitlin Clark. CNN tweeted about South Carolina's win, and the picture that they used was Caitlin Clark. I was like, did she transfer overnight? Because I thought she played for Iowa, and does. So why are we talking about her when her team just lost? Is it me? It's not me. America's so goddamn racist, yo. I'm laughing about it. It's one of those laughs to keep from crying. The team, a mostly Black team with a Black coach, wins the championship and you overlook them to talk about the white girl on the losing team. And again, I'm not even mad at Caitlin. I don't think she invites this. I have a lot of respect for her because of the way she handled the Angel Reese situation. She could have gone full white Karen and exacerbated that situation. She could have brought out some white tears and been like, I was so intimidated. I felt afraid when Angel Reese said these horrible things to me on the court. She really could have done some crazy shit like that. And there's a type of person that would. But again, when that whole hullabaloo happened and Angel was catching so much hell, somebody finally interviewed Caitlin and they were like, well, what do you think of this? Like, you know, the shit talking and everything else. And she was like, we're athletes. We play sports. We talk shit. It's part of the game. Yeah. And she made the controversy, I wouldn't say go away because it was already off the rails at that point, but I think she stopped it from getting so much worse. I don't blame her for the way the media treats her. I think she's just a college athlete playing ball to the best of her ability. But the way the media just focuses on her, kind of making her this sort of white savior. She's the face of women's college basketball. I'm like, but her team don't win no championships. That's weird to me. It's not weird, it's racist. And again, I'm not saying she's racist. I'm saying the way the media covers her and has turned her into this hero and has either villainized or overlooked other Black players is what I'm calling racist. But that's not the point. The point is Dawn Staley, this black coach for this undefeated team that's full of black girls, black women, young black women, won the championship. They beat Iowa. Mm-hmm. Dawn Staley has had a lot of amazing reactions. Everything from throwing up like cue dog hooks to it wasn't crip walking. It was just a regular two-stepping across the court. And this interview that immediately went viral, she was trying to find the words to describe the run of her team this season, the players, the championship win. And she described it as uncommon favor. The interview and the phrase have immediately gone viral. Even before I knew she was the person who said it, I kept seeing people saying uncommon favor all over social media. And I was like, where is everyone getting this? I was like, where is this coming from all of a sudden? Who said this? She said it. But congratulations to the ladies on the South Carolina women's basketball team. Congratulations to Coach Dawn Staley. Apparently, she's very beloved. Clearly, she's not Angel Reese's coach. And Angel Reese tweeted out a congratulations to her. And she said, thank you. You've always treated me like I was your own. I just did a quick search. I saw on the source, it says the women's national title game had the largest basketball audience since 2019. It also says Nielsen reported an audience of 24 million. It says this marks the most viewed basketball game since 2019, surpassing the men's NCAA title game. According to ESPN, the only sporting events with bigger audiences were the NFL, World Cup, and the Olympics. Good for them. I love to see women's basketball coming up this way. Hopefully, their paychecks will also come up. We had a conversation. I mean, we have this conversation constantly, but we specifically had it about the WNBA when Brittany Griner was over in Russia. So many people were like, well, what the hell was she doing over there? And she was playing in the offseason trying to make money because WNBA players don't get really paid like that. I mean, it's good check, but it's nothing compared to what the NBA makes. But women's basketball is bringing in eyeballs, which means it's bringing in money. Then the people playing need to be getting paid.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spring is in full bloom, but are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or home. If you want to improve your credit, it's time for a Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. It comes with no annual fees, interest, or credit check to apply, and you can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. And my favorite part, you get access to more than 60,000 fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/ratchet. That's chime.com/ratchet. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank North America or Stride Bank North America, members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. I've been using their products for a while now and I'm hooked. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. For a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code RATCHET when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps. I've been using OneSkin for months and I love how it makes my skin feel. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code RATCHET at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code RATCHET. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. What else do we have? This isn't good Black news, but it should put this story finally to bed. Jonathan Majors, he was sentenced. What day was that? Was that yesterday? Yeah, it was. He was sentenced to probation, and he has to do a 52-week domestic violence intervention program. I think that sentence is pretty in line of what he was convicted for. It just as a reminder, he was convicted of third-degree assault and second-degree harassment. Yeah, I never expected him to get jail time for this, but I think a domestic violence intervention program would be good for him. And I say that because there have been at least two really big stories, one of them in Rolling Stone, but multiple women have accused him of basically beating their ass. But you can't punish him, at least in a court of law, for things that he hasn't been found guilty of. So I think this sentence, this punishment, or this attempt at rehabilitation, I hope it works because I really do think that he has violent tendencies. I don't want to see him or hear of him being abusive in any fashion with any woman, but especially not with Megan Good. I'm not of the belief that people with bad behavior, such as physical abuse, just can up and change their ways. They need help. And I hope that he gets the help that he needs before he beats on Megan Good, because that's not something I want to happen to her, full stop. And that's also not a headline that anybody wants to read. I'm worried for old girl. She says that she's happy. She says that she's very much in love. She said, you know, essentially she don't want to be saved. So I'll mind my business, but also pray. I don't want nothing bad to happen to Megan Good. I like Megan Good. I'd be hard on her sometimes, but I really just, I'm gonna leave it alone. She said she don't want to be saved. Last but not least, Aoki Lee Simmons was seen on vacation with some super wealthy 65-year-old man. He's old enough to be her grandfather. Her father is an old man, and he's the same age as the old man she was on vacation with. I'm going to tread lightly here on her because she's 21 years old. To me, she's a baby. She's kind of in off-limits territory to me. A couple, not even a couple months, a couple weeks, I would say, maybe three, maybe four. We talked about Drea at 39 being pregnant by this 22-year-old NBA star. And I and many people agreed that that was a predatory situation. You're having the financial equivalent of an anchor baby. The age difference there, it can't be justified. It can't be justified if their sexes were reversed. We talked about that at the time. I'm not trying to drag the story. I only bring it up because everyone seemed to agree at the time that Drea was a predator and that she's taking advantage of this 22-year-old guy who doesn't know his head from his ass because he's 22 and she's 39. Somehow, weeks later, everyone's like, oh yeah, well, Aoki, her dad did that same shit with her mom and her mom groomed her. And this is just stated as pure fact. Her mom groomed her to go after the money. So she's 21, yeah, and he's 65, sure. But she knows what she's doing because she's a gold digger like her mother. What? She's 21. This man is 65 years old. How is this not clearly a predatory situation? I will absolutely acknowledge the folks that point out her parents have a similar story. Russell was somewhere around 35 chasing after Kabor, who was not legal. She was 16 or 17. She was still in high school when he started sniffing around her. Also a predatory situation. Little mama got it honest on both sides. Apples don't fall far from trees. And still, just because her daddy did it to her mama, just because her mama likes to chase a bag, does not mean at 21 years old, her fucking dating, whatever she's doing with this old ass man, is anything less than predatory. She's 21. Just because he's rich, just because she's a model, just because her mama did it, doesn't make it any less predatory than any other situation with any other 21-year-old girl. Yes, she graduated from Harvard. I don't care. She's 21 years old. She could be book smart all fucking day. It doesn't mean she has any clue what she's doing with a 65-year-old man. Come on, people. If it's predatory when Dre is 39 and the NBA star is 22, it's definitely predatory when you're talking about a 21-year-old girl and a 60-something-year-old man. Clearly, the young woman got daddy issues. Clearly. Clearly. Wouldn't you if Russell was your fucking father? Russell, to this day, is still alleged to be running around with European models. Just because she's watched her father do it to her mother and then also a bunch of other young blondes her whole life doesn't mean she knows what she's doing and definitely doesn't make this situation okay. I can't believe the number of people who are justifying this shit and also putting the responsibility of it on the 21-year-old. This man is 65 years old, yes, with a bunch of money, but also with a whole bunch of problems. Apparently, his wife of 20 years cheated on him with her twin sister's husband and then left her marriage, betrayed her sister to be with the sister's husband. Don't no 21-year-old need to be involved in that kind of drama. Talking about she's 21, she knows what she's doing. Did y'all see the video of her on the vacation? She talks like a child. Because she is. I respect her adulthood. I acknowledge that she's 21. She's also young enough to be my daughter. She talks like a child because she is one. You don't talk about like, oh, she knows what she's doing. She barely knows what she's doing with herself, much less someone else her age, much less someone old enough to be grandpa. And he's nasty as fuck trying to run around for 21-year-old. Sir, you are 65. If you don't go get yourself a nice younger woman around 50, that's a young woman to you. 21? He was married for 20 years. He likely has children not so much younger than her. That's a baby, y'all. And I've seen people, men and women, all over the internet with shit to say. Somebody went and found Russell and asked him. And he was like, well, you know, she's an adult and I don't interfere. I'm always here if she needs me. Which is the proper thing to say in the press. I would also just like to point out, Jordan had more to say about his grown-ass son who's 30-something dating Larsa. Is that her name? I used to call her Laura. People were like, you don't like that lady. I was like, I just fucked up her name. I fuck up everybody's name. But Larsa Pippen, his son is 30-something. Larsa's in her 40s. It's a much lesser gap than 40-some-odd years. And Jordan made it pretty publicly known he ain't with the shit. There's also the, you know, she's his ex-teammates. Ex-wife, so that shit gets tricky. But still, he wasn't with the shits and publicly not with the shits. I don't understand why Russell tried to keep it cute. I mean, maybe he got enough problems as it is because Aoki was calling him out for being a terrible father not so long ago. Maybe he didn't want to say anything to the press to exacerbate the issue. I could kind of see it, but I was like, my 21-year-old fucking a 65-year-old? I can acknowledge your adulthood. I can acknowledge there really ain't shit I could do about it. But I could also be like, this is some bullshit. But maybe he's trying to repair his relationship with his child. That's a mess. That whole situation is a mess. Or maybe was a mess. I read on TMZ that she broke up with the old man already. They reported this yesterday. The headline is Aoki Lee Simmons splits with much older BF after 5-day romance. It says the exact reason for the split remains unclear, but we're told that she isn't planning on dating the restaurateur beyond the time they've already spent together where they were canoodling in St. Bart's for the past several days. TMZ reports, while we know Russell was supportive of the relationship, People magazine said that Kimora, Aoki's mom, was not approving at all and was quote unquote concerned about the age gap. Wait, did she just pull a Lori Harvey on us? Was this all for publicity? Because I saw her mom just posted, she has a worldwide campaign. Is it BCBG? Hold on. Yeah, it is. Global. I said worldwide. Same difference, but global. I'm looking at the campaign on Kimora's page. The caption says, congrats to my baby on your global campaign for BCBG. Beautiful girl. I really think she might have just Lori Harvey'd us, though, because we weren't really talking about her. And now we're talking about her. And she just dropped this BCBG ad. That should have been good coin. Coin where she ain't got to fuck an old man. I'm like, they got young men with a whole lot of money, baby. You can fuck one of them if that's what you so choose to do. I'm just saying. But I think she just Lori Harvey'd us for real. I hope so. Her mama didn't tell her old man got worms. I'm done. I'm going to edit. Bye.